is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has a campaign rally in North Carolina Wednesday night. He's promising to continue to talk about four vicious young socialist congresswomen one day after the House of Representatives condemned him for racist remarks targeting the minority lawmakers. Meanwhile, a GOP lawmaker has a choice description of the four Democratic women. VOA or Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani of AP reports.
This morning, the president tweeted quotes from John Kennedy in which the Louisiana Republican called the four lawmakers whack jobs.
Maybe I got a little carried away.
A few minutes later, Kennedy decided he hadn't.
I'll double down. I do think they're whack jobs.
Which is fine.
This is America. You can be a whack job if you want to be. But and you have the right to. But I have the right to say you're a whack job.
And he did, repeatedly.
I don't mean any disrespect, but maybe they think I'm a whack job, but I think they're whack jobs.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is headed to prison for the rest of his life, 5 months after his conviction on multiple murder, conspiracy, and drug charges. AP's Jennifer King has details from New York.
The Mexican drug kingpin known as El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, has been sentenced by a federal judge in Brooklyn to life without parole plus 30 years. Assistant Attorney General Brian Benchkowski spoke to reporters in New York after the sentencing.
The long road that led Chapo Guzman from the mountains of Sinaloa to the courthouse behind us today was paved with death, drugs, and destruction.
The 62-year-old was brought to the United States to stand trial after he twice escaped from Mexican prisons. The defense argued that he was framed by other traffickers who became government witnesses and that the judge failed to thoroughly investigate claims of juror misconduct. I'm Jennifer King.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan's ruling military council and a coalition of opposition groups have signed a power-sharing accord in Khartoum. Naba Mohedin reports.
The accord calls for a 3-year transitional period leading to elections for a civilian-led government. A ruling sovereign council will have 6 members from the opposition FFC and 5 from the TMC. A TMC member will lead the council for 21 months, after which the leader will come from the opposition. In June, Sudanese security forces stormed a protester camp outside the defense ministry and killed dozens of demonstrators who were demanding civilian rule. The military had taken control of Sudan's government 2 months earlier, ousting longtime President Omar al-Bashir after months of mass protests. The TMC is still insisting on full immunity for anyone who serves on the Sovereign Council. The two sides are scheduled to meet Friday to discuss terms and details of the constitutional draft. Naba Mohedin for VOA News, Khartoum.
The United States is officially removing Turkey from its F-35 stealth fighter jet program after Ankara accepted the Russian delivery of its S-400 missile defense system. The White House said in a statement Wednesday, unfortunately, Turkey's decision to purchase Russian S-400 air defense systems renders its continued involvement with the F-35 impossible. Ellen Lord is the Pentagon's chief weapons buyer.
Turkey cannot field a Russian intelligence collection platform in proximity to where the F-35 program makes, repairs, and houses the F-35.
U.S. officials believe NATO ally Turkey's decision to use Russian advanced radar technology could compromise the alliance's military systems in the country. The S-400 could potentially be used to target NATO jets in Turkey, including the F-35. Turkey's foreign ministry has confirmed an official with its consulate in the Iraqi Kurdish capital of Erbil was killed when a gunman opened fire at a restaurant. Turkey's Anadolu news agency, citing the restaurant's owner, said the attacker with 2 weapons fired on a group of consulate workers Wednesday, shortly after arriving at the restaurant. Iraq's state-run news agency reports the victim was Turkey's deputy general counsel. The news agency also reported several other members of the group were also killed. And police in Pakistan have arrested an Islamic cleric whom the United States designated as a global terrorist for his alleged role in the deadly 2008 attacks on the Indian city of Mumbai. Hafiz Saeed is the founder of the outlawed Lashkar-e-Taiba militant group. Pakistani authorities have recently initiated more than 20 cases against Saeed and several of his aides. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.